This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Joe Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House about tensions with Russia over Ukraine. The president said Monday diplomacy is the best way forward on the escalating Russia-Ukraine crisis. But he added that Germany and the United States are jointly ready, along with NATO, if diplomacy fails. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Russia has been adding military might at the border. The president's message to Americans in Ukraine:
I think it'd be wise to leave the country.
He's worried they could get caught in the crossfire. The president was asked about the status of the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia to Germany gas pipeline, if there is an invasion.
It's just not going to happen.
Russia's Vladimir Putin says the U.S. and its allies were the only ones talking about invasion.
I don't know that he knows what he's going to do. And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine.
The president says there remains an off-ramp for Russia in this standoff. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would keep trying to obtain answers from the West to its main security demands, even though he accused the United States and NATO of bypassing those demands in formal responses last month. Putin told a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. and NATO replies had not addressed Moscow's three key demands. He listed them as no more enlargement of NATO, no missile deployments near Russia's borders, and scaling back of NATO's military infrastructure in Europe to 1997 levels. Over the weekend, thousands of people marched in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. This is VOA News. While the numbers have been smaller, thousands of protesters continue to snarl traffic and blare their horns in Ottawa, prompting the mayor to declare a state of emergency. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slawley said at a briefing on Monday they have made a number of arrests, have broken up funding, and stopped fuel from getting to vehicles involved in the 10-day protests of COVID restrictions.
We are turning up the heat in every way we possibly can within our operations and enforcement, as well as in our engagement of all three levels of government. Every available Ottawa Police Service officer has been working for the last 4 days.
The police chief also said that they have been able to shut down the money being supplied to the demonstrators. Slawley touted their efforts, saying they have eliminated the GoFundMe, and that meant $10 million are no longer accessible to the demonstrators. Residents of Ottawa are furious at the nonstop blaring of horns, traffic disruption, and harassment, and fear no end is in sight after the police chief has called it a siege that he could not manage. Chinese tennis player Peng Shui has given a controlled interview to a French newspaper about the social media posting that sparked a storm of international concern over her well-being. L'Equipe said it spoke to the tennis player on Sunday in a Beijing hotel in an hour-long interview organized through China's Olympic Committee. Peng told the newspaper that she never accused a Chinese official of sexual assault. Peng also said that her post in November had been taken out of context and led to an enormous misunderstanding. In that post, Peng wrote that Zhang Gaoli, a former vice premier and member of the ruling Chinese Communist Party's all-powerful Politburo Standing Committee, had forced her to have sex despite repeated refusals. Myanmar military leader Min Aung Hlaing agreed to arrange for an Association of Southeast Asian Nations special envoy from Cambodia to meet members of the ousted ruling party on a future visit. That's according to a senior Cambodian official on Monday. The pledge was made in a January 6th video call with Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. It represents a small concession in a deadlocked peace process since Myanmar's military seized power a year ago from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. Myanmar has been in crisis since the military seized power, with about 1,500 civilians killed in the junta's crackdown on its opponents, according to figures cited by the UN Human Rights Office. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka.